Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get back into the big story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes, the All-Star Game tonight. Right here, just across the street from where we are. We're sitting at Murph's, Cobb Galleria. Shout out to Dale Murphy for hanging out with us earlier in the show. Always fun to catch up with Murph. Also, Dalen Everett and CJ Allen, Georgia Bulldogs, were on the show in the first hour. And Kirby Smart is about 20 minutes away as well. So kind of doing both, doing the All-Star Game stuff and the SEC Media Day stuff. Tomorrow we will actually be at SEC Media Days, which will be fun as well.
Yes.
But still plenty to get to here in the final hour.
All right. So we got to get to – because it seems like it's a lot of people are mad all week about something, Andy. If it ain't people talking about who got better rappers and
this
other crap. But I can't see why people – or some dudes are upset with Klay Thompson because he got him a baddie. Klay got a baddie on his arm.
How could anyone be anything but proud?
Because their name isn't Klay Thompson.
Oh, I see. Hate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Because their name ain't Klay Thompson.
But like, you know,
I mean, how can you?
Most people understand you're not really.
Yeah.
You weren't really in the running.
You weren't.
You know what I mean?
You know, you were never going to get her, right, dude?
It was like when Ime Udoka and Nia Long broke up, and everybody's like, "Good." I was like, "Pump the brakes."
Hold on, dog.
You're not.
But that's my. And it was. Oh, dude. I'm telling you, I don't. You know, I don't really follow threads a lot, but I had to follow this one other day. So Donovan Mitchell got engaged to his lady Coco, right?
Okay.
And it was some dude that's like infatuated with her. And but I mean, because like she put him on stage and was singing to him. So this dude, and so he went on a blocking spree. And he was showing everybody he blocked Donovan Mitchell because he married his girl. He found out that Russell Wilson introduced him. Blocked Russell Wilson.
He's out.
Yeah, block. Oh, but it was just it was just so damn funny. Just the fact that he really thought he had a shot with her.
Yeah.
I found out that Donovan married this
dang
girl,
it.
About to marry this girl. I lost my shot. But, yeah, I was like.
That was my plan.
I was like, hold on. Y'all thought y'all had a shot with Megan? No.
I guess they did.
No.
That's funny. That didn't even cross my mind. It's like, why would anyone be mad at Klay Thompson? Oh, I'm so proud of him.
I'm like, your name ain't Klay Thompson.
I already like him as a player anyway. Obviously, he's at the back end of his career, but whatever. Now he's at the back end of something else. You know what I mean?
I'm like, what the hell wrong with y'all?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
That's what he's at the back end
of. Come on, Doc. There it is right there.
There it is.
There it is.
No, I'm happy for him. That's great. I also, Gordon was showing me like some of his previous ladies.
Uh-huh.
Well done, Klay.
Yeah, man. I mean, hey, do
you? Mild-mannered. You wouldn't know it.
Oh, but I'll tell you this, though. I mean, how long did Klay talk? Because Clay's real, you know, real particular about, you know, because Klay done had like 4 or 5 of them in a row.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, really good.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Really good job.
I was like, yeah, no.
No, I just, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. I ain't mad at him. But, yeah, people are like, oh, I can't believe him. Oh, dog, I just lost it. Oh, because it's a picture with him and the dude that just got shanked in jail that she would. Who was the dude that? Yeah, Tory Lanez. They took a picture together. And so everybody, that's what he made. He feel like he stabbed Tory in his back for taking his girl.
No, that was someone in
that
prison.
Was somebody
that
in prison.
Stabbed Tory.
Yeah.
Tory's.
Yeah.
Tory's out of the picture.
Yeah, okay. That's. Oh.
Also, didn't he shoot her?
I don't.
Am I not mistaken?
I don't know.
Supposedly, isn't that what he's in jail for?
Okay, now I see why y'all. Now I see why y'all tripping. Because it's a picture of him and Klay together.
Uh-huh.
And so
broke the bro code or something like that?
Towards
to hell with that.
Hell with that.
Have you seen Megan Thee Stallion before?
Have you seen her in bikini? Shoot. Yeah, he locked up.
Yeah.
And I'm telling him when he go get out, he getting shanked already.
Yeah, no. Hey. He's got his own problems.
Yeah, he got his own. He got to worry about me.
By the way, I think of the list of problems that he has right now, Klay Thompson and Megan Thee Stallion is low on the list.
I don't know, dog. You never know how these cats be on these brothers in jail. They think they own it.
Sure.
Have you ever messed with a girl who had a dude in jail?
I haven't.
And you, tell me this. I'm going to tell you this, bro. Watch yourself.
No. I don't doubt that.
Hey, listen here.
I don't doubt that.
Hey. talking about, oh, no, she mine. I was like, hey, I never got no problem with her. I didn't know if she was with you. Yeah, but, you keep messing with her. I see you at 5.
I got plenty.
You really think I'm going to be with her in 5 years?
Yeah. I got plenty of time to figure out a different plan than that.
Oh, no, man. I was like, you think I'm going to be with her in 5 years? He was hot. Boy, that man was mad at me.
I'm just saying from the Tory Lanez perspective, like, sure, maybe your heart is broken, but also worry about the stab wound.
Yeah, hey, dog, you know? That's what I'm saying.
You and the years left on the bid.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. You'd be worried about getting your ass up out of there. Worried about damn stuff. Hey, but that got to be hard. You get you in that cell and somebody tell you to. Hey, psst. Hey. Or somebody tell you through the door, through the vent when they talking. Psst. You sleep. You know old girl with Clay, right?
Splash, brother. The last thing you want is your ex-girlfriend to be with a guy whose nickname is Splash Brother.
What is that? What's that new phrase? He punching there. He in that damn cell looking. He in that cell looking like Trey and Boys in the Hood.
He's gonna get so strong working out, so he can try to fight him when he gets
throw
out.
Throw another damn plate on him.
This one's for Clay. Oh God. Good for Clay.
Oh, man. Throw another plate on that,
good
man.
Good for Clay. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Every question about the NIL was trying to find a way around it. Trying to find a way to bring in revenue in some other force. Sooner or later, we've got to take the stand that transparency, consistency, ethics, and morality for this. If that's where we're at, we're going to be able to move to that next step and continue to make progress.
That's Brian Kelly yesterday, head coach of LSU, day one of SEC Media Days. Day two going on today. Kirby, Sark, others will have and will meet with the media. Obviously talking about the NIL kind of legislation now with the College Sports Commission trying to even some of that stuff out is a big part of the conversation at SEC Media Days this week. And I think that makes sense. I mean, we talked about this earlier in the week or Sunday or whenever it was about how the market was just so ridiculous. Yeah. Like, it's hard to tell a kid, okay, I think you're good, but I'm going to offer you $100,000 if someone's offering him $300,000 to not go. Like, you can't blame a kid for taking
right.
that. What this is trying to do is actually set a real market value for these guys to where that doesn't happen.
Yes.
It's like, no, nobody's going to offer him $300,000 because that's just not realistic. Now, if maybe you're being offered $100,000 versus $115,000, maybe you might choose the better football situation over just the payday.
But that I want, but okay. $250,000, yeah. 15? You think 15? You think 15 might make him more? Maybe not one move on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the difference would have to be.
In every situation is different. I always know about that. And some people, because some people need that extra 15. I don't know.
Sure.
But my whole thing with this is, I think, and we mentioned talking about last week, it all level out somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're going to get to a point where, and I don't like the word salary cap on something.
No, neither do I.
But.
Especially not in this situation where they've just finally started getting salary in the first place.
Yeah, they just
started. You're going to cap it now?
Yeah, like, and now you're talking about, you remember, because it wasn't June 1st, July 1st, right?
When
it kicked in. Yeah. So everybody's trying to get it all in, like the 28th, 29th, and 30th, trying to get that last ditch effort to get as much as you can before all this other stuff comes down. I'm just interested to see when this, whatever goes into effect and all these different things, meaning when, because this 20 mil is split over the whole athletic department, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 20 and a half. Yeah.
20 and a half, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about that, like obviously football's going to get more, but say for instance you're at Kentucky.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that Kentucky basketball is only going to get two of that?
It's not. Yeah, no, I think this is going to be hard for Power 5 schools that are basketball schools.
Yeah.
To stay competitive in football.
Yeah,
in
that's
that
what
way.
I'm saying. Like, you think Arizona going to be?
No, I think Arizona's going to give a lot of money to basketball. I think that they're – North Carolina.
I was about to ask that question.
North Carolina's going to give a lot of money to basketball.
They've been so bad at basketball lately.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were in the championship game like 4 years ago,
but
3 years ago.
But, I mean,
you're right. They've taken a step back for sure. But look, okay, 3 years. It's still North Carolina.
That's a move. Oh, I agree with
It's still North Carolina basketball.
What if Duke gets in the playoff?
That would be incredible.
Duke football,
yeah,
playoff.
That's another one. They're a Power 5 school. They're going to give a lot of money to basketball. So, yeah, I do wonder what that does to coaches maybe making decisions on going to those schools. Like, you know, there's a pretty decent – I hope this doesn't happen because I like him. And, you know, we've enjoyed covering the teams. Like, Mark Stoops has had some good years at Kentucky, but he's on the hot seat for sure. If they do decide to move on, how much does that complicate finding a next coach, knowing that you're not splitting the pie the same way?
Because you got to buy him out, whatever it is. And then you're right. You're in a situation where, okay, we got to – I don't care because they put themselves in this.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it for me is like
– And I'm starting to come with you. Like,
I'm kind of just – like it's the story right now because it's new and it's changing and all of that. But, like, we don't really enjoy talking about the salary cap in the NBA.
No.
It's not fun to talk about first and second aprons. That's boring. Like, sometimes it shows up and you have to talk about it because it's why you have to make a decision on a free agent. Or in baseball, you know, sometimes we'll talk about Liberty Media and the financial constraints, whatever. But, like, talking about the games is the thing that people like hearing about. Like, again, I understand the revenue sharing and the NIL has been a big story now for a couple of years. But is that like fun for fans to dive into?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I know.
Like, I like when my team gets good players and when they're winning.
But all
and if it's
stuff?
Because of NIL, fine. But, like, I don't really want to, like, I don't care if my boosters are having as much as the other schools do. You know what I mean? Like, not from the standpoint of wanting to cover it and talk about it. Like, talking about the financials of sports is boring.
It is. But it's boring as hell until it gets to a point where we don't need to spend our money on him.
Oh,
and then that's when it's always. Oh, we.
Well, that's also nonsense.
That's when them cap outers come out. Well, we don't need. No, your ass ain't gave nothing to the week.
Yeah.
All right. We don't need to give him back. I feel if he does this, we have an opportunity to get a couple other guys. Shut your ass.
There's never been anything more empowering to that person than the collective. That they could donate to and then really feel like, okay, now I have even more say in this thing. Georgia did away with theirs. Many schools have done away with theirs because of
– I don't want you to have to ask me nothing. Oh, no. Don't call me and say, okay, I don't need your damn suggestion. Could you imagine
– What level of giving do you have to
I don't
have a number like you can call and
complain? The Texas Tech
guy. Yeah. Oh, sure.
The Texas
Tech. Okay.
But like, could
no,
you,
he gets to
could
say.
Could you imagine Hubert – from Madison, Georgia, trying to get a hold of Kirby
because
he gave a little $5,000. No. $1,500.
Yeah, donated $1,000.
Yeah. Hey, Kirby, there's this guy down here in Madison, all right? His name's Joseph. Now, Joseph's a little small for the position, but I got – he has heart. I think he can compete at Georgia with you.
Yeah, man.
Get your ass up out of here, man.
That part of it, too, is like, you know, that part of it has to be one of the worst parts for coaches.
Yeah.
It's just dealing with the kind of the politics of the booster behind the scene stuff. It's got to be worse than ever, right? Like
Andy, the one thing that people think that gives them power is their money. Meaning, because I gave it to you, I can tell you how to spend it, and it don't work like that all the time.
Sorry, if there's any of these little gaps in talking, it's because we keep getting texts from Garrett, who's at SEC Media Days, just trying to see what he's telling us. Kirby's coming upstairs in a minute, so we'll talk to Kirby in just a little bit. We will take a break and talk to him on the other side. This one wasn't – that was just a fun text.
No.
That wasn't an update on – see, Garrett's muddying up the schedule texts with personal texts.
Hey, man.
Come on, Garrett.
Get on your stuff, man.
But he has done a good job today. We've gotten two out of the three Georgia football players, so we appreciate that. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Kirby Smart's going to join us live from SEC Media Days. The coach of the Georgia Bulldogs next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Live from Merv's Cobb Gallery. Randy's beatboxing. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We're everywhere today, right?
Yeah.
We're here at the All-Star Game getting ready for the festivities tonight. We were here yesterday for the Home Run Derby. Tomorrow we'll be at SEC Media Days. Obviously, the station is at SEC Media Days. And Kirby Smart's going to join us live from there in just a few minutes as well. But, yeah, man, we're here. They're there. We're everywhere.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's the world tour.
If it's Atlanta, we're covered.
It's the world tour, man. I mean, we show up and we show up. First thing we do is show up with a good mood.
Yeah.
A good mood.
Bring
good
in vibes.
Bring in the vibes.
Bring in the positive vibes.
Yeah. And so, this is what we do. And then, you know, we'll be downtown tomorrow at College Football Hall of Fame, which is always cool.
Always
fun. Yeah, always fun getting to see everybody down there that's in person and then, you know, looking eye to eye and all those other things. But we're working on Kirby.
I think so.
Yeah, we're working on Kirby because Kirby says he needs a break. The parts. Whatever.
I don't blame him.
Whatever.
I don't blame him. You just think about this.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Think about you in that situation having to go to all obviously a 45-minute press conference
yes.
where you have to take questions at the end.
Yes.
All these different little radio stations, Feinbaum, SEC Network, all this different stuff. You're getting asked the same 8 questions.
You are.
The whole time.
You are.
And now he's got to go talk to a former teammate. You know?
But I
he's got to go talk to Randy McMichael. He's got to gird his loins, man. He's got to get ready.
Dude, don't ever say that again, man.
You don't like gird your loins?
There's no way possible that that means drink water.
I don't think it does. It's no. Like, you know, you got to go get yourself a pep talk in the mirror.
There's no way in hell that means get a swig.
I gird my loins on the way. Work every
yeah,
day.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Dog. That cannot be a possible. That,
by 11 a.m., loins?
Loins
girded.
Are girded.
They're girded.
Girded. Unbelievable.
I don't think I've ever girded anything else in my life.
I don't
life.
Know what that means. That's what I'm saying. That cannot mean drinking no water.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But,
you got to get right.
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure the same old questions about everybody. My whole thing is like, will you ask, like, Mississippi State head coach?
I don't know. Yeah. Luckily, we're not going to.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
But you never know, man.
I'm not sure. But luckily, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
We're going to ask Kirby Smart questions.
Is he hydrated, Kirby? Was your throat a little parched there?
From what?
from answering the same. They told you that you need to take a breather, Kirk. Coach.
Take a breather? I came straight up here from the ESPN coverage. He told me, he said, Randy's going to get on you by taking a break. I was like, what?
No, break? I did not.
I'm trying to get the hell out of here. I'm going fast as I can. Ain't no break.
Well, Kirby, we know this because last time you were with us, it was a situation where you ended up having to be in Mississippi because you had to. You didn't take your wife to the south of France. We found out it is your wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary to you and Mama.
Yes.
So what are you going to do now, Kirby? Because you got a couple more weeks to camp.
We go back Monday. We got to go back to work, man. It starts up back in the office Monday. So we've had 3 weeks out and about. She's in Mississippi right now with my youngest. He's playing baseball.
Right.
They're trying to fly me back over there to go to Mississippi. And it's 110 degrees on that turf right now. I'm trying to enjoy this AC, Sir Randy. Sir
hey,
Randy.
Yeah,
hey, man. How does somebody from Fort Valley get a Sir Randy name? Like, how did you do that?
Well, you know, I'm an international player, Kirby. You know, I got roots all over the place.
International
man.
Player. You just crush a lot. You just crush a lot.
On 5 different continents.
5 different continents. Hey, they told me you had to buy that thing. That you had to go. You had to go buy it.
No, that is not what happened. My coworkers bought it.
I bought it. Yeah. I bought it, Kirby. God.
Do you have to call him that in the States or only if you're over there?
Only if I'm over there.
Oh, okay. We ain't got to worry about that then.
Yeah.
If you want, we can get you one. It's not that expensive.
Now, Kirby will go to get knighted by the actual guy.
That's
how popular you are. Hey, Kirby, I wanted to get because I know that you were talking earlier today, and I saw something interesting about this. 54% of your team, Kirby, right now is first and second year player.
Scary. Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable how that is, but how do you manage to try to see if you can get it the other side as far as 3- and 4-year players? Because these guys, we understand there's player movement and all those things,
right.
But the retention of your players, it seems like it's the most important thing nowadays.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's hard to be on that other side because what happens to kids if, you know, if they get to the 3rd, 4th year and they're not starting or playing, they're gone. And
right.
That's just kind of the way of the world. I mean, it is what it is. There's no wait around and go play now. It's if I'm not playing, I'm gone. So you got to get those young guys ready faster than ever before. I mean, it's always that way, but you felt like back in the day it was like, okay, well, I'll wait my turn. Now
right.
There's no wait turn. It's like I got to get on the field.
Yeah, I mean, you just used a phrase that we use a lot when talking about various conversations in this era of college football, which is, it is what it is. Maybe you don't like it, but you can argue with it if you want. It's not changing.
Yep.
From your perspective, and your motto is the standard is the standard, what's the hardest change that you've had to accept?
I feel like the hardest change is not the money at all. The money I'm great with. It's the transient. It's the ability to move twice when things get hard. Like I find that not easy to handle, because I'm trying to accumulate a team and make the best team I can possibly have. And if a kid can move one time a year, that's great. When they move twice a year, it makes it where you never have a team. Like, you never have a core. So I'm not, you know, that's probably the hardest part to navigate. If you could take that out and say, okay, you move once and I got my team the rest of the time, I'm good. Give me the soldiers that want to be here and go play. Let's go do it.
Kirby, how was this team? Because every year I remember when the national championship team said, well, no, that team won it, not you guys, all these different things. So every year is a different team. What is it about? And I know it's still early and you got camp and everything, like you were saying. What have you learned about this team right now that is currently constructed, getting ready for the season?
Bunch of hungry dudes, man, because they feel like they haven't accomplished anything. There's a lot of them that haven't started before. So it's like, okay, I played, but I hadn't started. Okay, I played, but I started. I feel like last year it was a lot of returning starters. And some of them, you know, you say what you want. When you're a starter, you get comfortable sometimes.
Right.
These guys are not comfortable. They're kind of like, okay, how am I going to leave my mark? This is my year. So it seems a little more energy, a little more enthusiasm as it's new to them, but they also haven't been in those moments, those big moments and those tough games.
Georgia head football coach Kirby Smart joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Talked about the player movement and not having maybe third and fourth year guys. One thing you do have from a continuity standpoint is the same coaching staff.
Yes.
And that's actually true across the league. Like, it's all the same head coaches, a lot of the same coordinators.
Hey, bro, you can't fire nobody when you're paying these players.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to ask you if you had a theory about what
that's administrators about. Slowed all that firing down, boy. They saw them contracts, and they said, ooh, woo. That's the one thing. No, you ain't heard one coach complain about that. The coaches are like, you know what? I'm good, man. They can't fire me. They got to pay me.
That's funny. That was my theory
exactly.
earlier.
He said it
I didn't
earlier.
Know if that was real
he
or not, said, but if you that, say it is, it is.
I don't know earlier. If it is. I'm not an administrator, so I don't know that. But okay. I know that there's been less movement. You know, there's been – as there's more parity, there's less reason, too. You know, I mean, everybody's on the hot seat, but an AD sitting there going, okay, wait a second. So you're telling me I'm gonna fire this guy, and if I fire him, every player on my team can walk out the door within 30 days. And so they're like, well, I don't want to have to pay everybody an extra pay raise. The pay raises they would pay on the 30 days of guys navigating the portal would way outweigh that buyout they had to pay on that coach.
Right.
Kirby, I know, because we were having fun with the whole thing as far as not naming who the starter is, and we had fun with Everett about, are you the starting corner and all those different things. No, I'm not. I still have to earn it. And I know that's a big part of what you believe in. But your quarterback room in general, because you were talking about young and youth and all this, your quarterback room is just along with that youth also.
Yeah, a bunch of babies in there. I mean, Puglisi feels like he just got here, you know, and he's the guy that's battling with Gunner. And he was here last year, but he didn't get much reps in the spring. He had an injury, and then he didn't get a ton of reps in the fall. So, you know, we go into the year very different than years past. I mean, we had a Carson, Brock, Gunner year where it felt like all three of them were old. And then Brock disappeared, and it was Carson and Gunner. And now Gunner seems old, but he's new, and then everybody underneath him is really young.
I've heard you say a couple times that last year was the best coaching job that you and your staff have done. Why do you say that?
Easily. Because, number one, the schedule we had to navigate.
Yes.
Number two, winning the toughest conference in the world to win. Okay. And number three, going on the road and doing what we did. And I thought our staff managed that incredibly well, and our staff did an awesome job.
How about the big boys up front, Kirby? Because that's been the staple of most teams since, you know, whatever, as far as the trenches. You talk about this conference, it's all about the trenches. How is that going with you? Because you do have youth up front on both sides of the line.
Yeah, it's going to be a new year, man. We felt like we had a lot of vets on the offensive line that are just gone, just tons of starts. And I don't know how big a talent drop-off it's going to be as much as it is an experience drop-off. And then D-line, same way. I mean, Warren Brinson and Nas Stackhouse were around forever. Throw Mike Hill and Ty in there, they were there forever. And now you've got a lot of new guys. And I don't know. It's just going to be a really different kind of year in terms of the offensive and defensive line. There's just new faces, and I'm hoping that maybe they play harder. You know, maybe they play with more passion, fire, and energy and get an opportunity to do that.
Have you – we didn't get a chance to hear the media availability earlier as we've been on the air. We'll hear it later. But is there a message? Is there a motto? Like a couple years ago it was be the hunter, not the hunted. Yeah. What is it for this year's team?
I wouldn't say there is one. I mean, if anything, it's we're trying to play with fire, passion, and energy, and I want to see that. I want to see it, like, tangible. I want to see it in, like, your movements, but not so much a mantra. It's just show me how much you care. Don't come here and just say you're going to collect a check, because we're going to keep it moving if you do.
Last one for me, Kirk. Kirk, do you feel like you guys – and I know you don't, but I'm going to ask this anyway, because this I'm not a media guy, but this is a media guy question, all right? So take it like that.
Wow.
Do you feel like you're underdogs? Do you feel like you're underrated right now, not talked about right now?
I feel like we're not talked about. I don't know if I feel like we're underdogs. You know, I mean, when somebody says, "Oh, well, they predicted y'all to win the SEC," or they predicted Texas to win this. I mean, that's obvious. They do that every year. They're going to pick, you know, whoever won it the year before. So maybe slept on, not talked about. But I don't know if underdogs is the right role or not.
Final one from us, and again, thanks for the time. We appreciate it as always. Yep. With the anniversary. Everybody out there would love to be coached by Kirby. Most people don't get to be. A lot of husbands listening. What would you tell the newly married, the young husbands in the audience?
Oh, boy. It'll never be the same, brother. Hey, you better get your guys trip on the calendar early.
This man's sweating over here. That question, Andy, you got it. He's sweating over here.
You better get the guys trip and the guys weekend on the calendar early. Early. Mow that lawn, baby. There we
go. Thank you, Kirby.
Hey, Kirk, appreciate
Thank
it,
y'all.
Baby.
Good talking to you, Sir Randy.
Whatever, man. Bye, man. Good luck, coach. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Kirby Smart there, Georgia head football coach. Mow that lawn.
See, mow that lawn.
That's my motto. Yeah. Just try to keep impressing her, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about it, man. Is, you know, dude, I told my wife that I had to drop him off at the airport on the way over here. Dude, you want to talk about getting out the car like I was a chauffeur? Now, first of all, Jacksonville, Hartsville, whatever, is a blank show. I mean, that Delta, that red, I mean, it's just whatever. Andy, you should see me get out the car, walked around, opened the door for her, pulled it, like, I was real, like.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Gentlemen.
But that's what I do.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
You know what I mean? That's what I do.
Chivalry's not dead.
It better not be. Yeah,
not around here. Not from 11 to 2, it's
hell
not, Randy.
No. You know how much investment I got in this? You ain't going nowhere, lady. You see them boogers in the back seat?
Yeah. Those are yours.
They're mine. They're
exactly
mine.
Right.
You ain't going no damn where.
All right. Phone lines are open for an AMA.
I ain't tearing Tory Lorenz.
404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, AMA to wrap it up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatsoever.
Brought to you by and right from the heart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Again, a lot of thanks to give out today. Thanks to Kirby Smart for spending time with us. If you missed the conversation, multiple ways to listen to it. Download the Odyssey app. You can rewind it. Go right back to 120. We talked to Kirby for about 15 minutes. It'll be on the podcast site a little bit later. It'll be on 92.9thegame.com, the Andy and Randy page. And Dukes and Bell are going to give you a chance to listen to the interview later on in the show at 4 o'clock as well. So thanks to Kirby for stopping by. Thanks to Dale Murphy for hanging out with us for 10 minutes.
And allowing us, because I know Dukes and Bell are going after us, but thanking them for allowing us, 99 The Game, to be in the building right now. It was awesome.
Yeah, really had a great time the last 3 days here at Murph's. Just they do such a great job.
We have been 3 days.
It's crazy. That's why I can't believe that it's Tuesday, because we've done three of them, and then I had the little thing yesterday at the racetrack.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, it's Tuesday.
We have been 3 days.
We'll be at the SEC Media Days, day three tomorrow.
Yes.
So we'll be back out tomorrow. A few phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. Mark, the PI, is in Fayetteville. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Andy and Randy, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm just sitting out here on surveillance. I figured I'd give y'all a call. Hey, and I'm like y'all. I open the car door for my wife. I vacuum. I do dishes. I feel you, man. You got to take care of the wife. What do y'all think about this T.J. Watt issue? I'm a diehard Steeler fan. I've been one for since 1967, and this is just, you know, I'm reading so much different stuff online about it, whether, you know, they're going to sign him, whether they're going to trade him away. What do you guys think about it?
Well, I think The biggest thing with him, maybe, this is just spitballing, is that he's just coming off of one of these contracts.
Right.
And then he's been out of the lineup a couple of
– Been banged up here and there.
Been banged up. He's on the wrong side of 30.
Right.
But he's a stiller.
Right.
He's a stiller.
And he's still one of the best in the league.
And he's still one of the best in the league.
And one of the most important
positions. You know, and that's always my thing is trying to – because the market's been set.
Right.
All right.
High.
Very, yeah. Very high. And I don't know – and this is something we might have mentioned a couple weeks ago. I would not be surprised if him and Micah Parsons are waiting for one another.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I don't think Trey Henderson is going to get where they are.
Yeah, I think that's a different situation.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if one of these two guys are waiting for them.
Yeah.
I think Micah will get more than TJ.
Yeah.
I don't know if TJ will get more than Micah.
And I also think it's a little bit easier for the Cowboys to give Micah that range of deal, given his age
yes.
and all of that.
Yes.
Like, I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised if TJ Watt is holding out when the season starts.
I won't be surprised.
Like, I think because that he wants what he wants, yeah. and they don't feel comfortable going there, and why would he budge?
I mean, but you remember last – because his last contract that he's on right now, he held in. He
right.
went through drills and all that, but he didn't do team, and it got done. But I think that Micah gets more than TJ. I don't think TJ gets more than Micah.
I just wonder, you know, the number one thing he can do leverage-wise is withhold his services,
yep.
right? They lose a couple games early with everything that's at stake right now, and they're close games, and they don't get to the quarterback. That helps him.
Yep.
I just remember Cam Chancellor had the 2-week holdout
I remember
years
that.
Ago.
I went 0-2.
They went 0-2,
yep.
and then they saw it his way.
Yep. yep. I remember that.
So that might be a play for TJ Watt. Cody is incoming. Hey, Cody.
What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday. First, I want to say rest in peace to Chief. I heard on the morning shift that he had passed away a few weeks ago. So,
that's terrible.
The radio show cracked me up, man. So,
terrible.
Rest in peace to what's happening, Chief.
Yep.
My question to y'all is, I know everyone at the station is pretty competitive. So if y'all had like a full morning and afternoon to prepare, who would win at a drinking contest on a night out on the town with everyone at 92.9 The Game there?
Thank you, Cody. I think there's a lot of people that would try. I would try my hand at it. I would lose. I think there's only two people that would be standing in the end.
I think
it would be you and Mike staring each other down.
I think it would be a stare down between me and Mike.
Yeah,
and
that's what it would be.
We had this conversation a few years ago.
All day drinking contest.
I think we had this conversation. I don't think we had our show yet because I think I was with Carl filling in for Mike, and we were talking about it. He's like, I don't know, Randy. I was like, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, we can go all day tat for tat and everything like that. My thing is, are we drinking with you? Are you drinking what I'm – shots included, yeah. Are you drinking what I'm drinking?
This is good because they're here right now listening to this. So
are you
this is good.
Are you drinking what I'm drinking or am I drinking what you're drinking? And that's always the thing because I don't drink bourbon like that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? No. Yeah.
I've always felt
day,
I could beat Randy in a drinking contest. But since I've lost the weight,
yeah.
I don't have as much sponge and fat to absorb the alcohol, so it might be an even race.
But
now,
that's the thing about it. I was like, yeah, if we're going to go shot for shot, let's do this. But if you're talking about drinking like bourbon all day, I get bored.
Okay, yeah, well, then we can go for the alphabet. We go for absolute to Zima, man. Whatever you want.
Absolute to Zima.
That's
oh, my God.
That's a good gauntlet.
If we get to Zima, yeah, somebody's going to pass out.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd make it to Michelob, honestly.
We could go
to A to Z.
The old days, $3 cafe, just to see if we can do it.
Yeah, but, I mean, really, from an outside, because I would drop like a fly at some point during the day.
Yeah.
It would be these two.
It would be Mike.
And I don't know. I don't know. They're both very competitive and stubborn
yes.
and
that's the
good at drinking.
Both stubborn and both will be staring each other down. You done yet?
Never.
Never.
Not a chance. All right.
I'll be back. I'm going to the bathroom real quick. Turn the shower on.
Yeah, like are you allowed to puke and rally and keep rolling? Or like, you know, what are the rules? All right, anyway, Lonnie's in Jackson. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, thank y'all for taking my call. So we got Andy and Randy in a home run derby. How many home runs Andy hit? How many home runs Randy think he's going to hit?
All right.
How far is the fence?
That's what I'm saying. Are we in a professional ballpark?
In a professional ballpark.
Oh, both zero.
I might get to the
easy.
I might get to the warning track.
Maybe.
I might get to the warning track.
No offense,
they're going to put the fence out there for the softball team.
Okay. I think we did it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
If they had the fence in there, I think, yeah, we'd get some over that fence.
Yeah, like early Randy, I don't got the torso.
Did you play baseball growing up?
Yes.
You did? Yeah.
I don't got the torso. for home runs no more, man. I better throw something up.
That's a lot of torque.
That's a lot of torque. Right? I mean, I got enough torque. Yeah, there we go.
What do you mean?
I got plenty of torque. Oh. I just ain't got baseball torque.
Oh, different torque.
Yeah. I got baseball torque.
I got it. But, yeah, I mean, if you're talking about the Braves outfield
The Braves outfield wall.
I would be lucky to roll a ball to the Braves outfield wall.
Do you think, because it is further, because I said I've done the opening pitch, the first pitch and everything at a Marlins game.
Yeah.
And I lobbed. I wasn't trying to, like, can you lob it from the rubber to the catcher?
Can I lob it?
Yes, it's like, because you want a damn high leg kick.
If I ever got to throw out a first pitch, I would, full wind up and throw it hard.
But you wouldn't worry about one hopping it.
No,
that's what worried me was I didn't want to be, and this was way before 50s.
Sure.
I didn't want to be.
Right, you don't want to be viral.
Yeah.
You don't want to go viral for having a bad pitch. I mean, sure, that would be a part of the risk.
But you didn't care.
No, I got a pretty good arm. Like, it's only 60 feet. Like,
I know, but it looks far as hell.
It does, and then there's a lot of people
watching
too. So I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think I wouldn't choke under the pressure, but maybe I would. But again, that's a risk that I would take, and hopefully someday I get to find out. I'm going Satchel Paige leg kick. I'm going to pull my groin before I throw the ball. Who knows? My foot might never come down. Larry is in the truck. Hey, Larry.
Afternoon. Second emotion on Chief. I heard that this morning, too.
Yeah.
Question I have for you guys. I've been seeing a lot of stuff about Barry Bonds, and everything seems to be, what he's done in the past. So just tell me, where do you guys stand with Barry Bonds being one of the greatest hitters, and then do you feel like he should be in the Hall of Fame?
Hell yeah.
I don't even think I ever heard you guys talk about that, so I kind of like to hear what you think.
Yeah, we've talked about it, Larry.
Appreciate it, Larry. Hell yeah, Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And he's absolutely one of the greatest hitters of all time.
Absolutely. I mean, it's unquestioned. We can talk about anything you want.
Right.
Barry Bonds, unquestioned. They want to talk about all the Balco and all that other stuff. But this dude, and Chipper tells the best stories about him. Chipper and them tell the best stories about him. Like, and you talk about it too. Like, this man gets one pitch a night.
Yeah.
One pitch.
Yeah, the numbers that he was putting up in that peak were unrivaled in modern baseball.
Yeah.
And again, that to me is the most important part. It's like what I think about it, what you think about it, and we're both kind of pro Barry Bonds. There's the anti-Bonds folks too. That's fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
But when you listen to former players talk, like great former players talk about what a player he was, to me that's it.
That's
like
all
to
I
hear
need.
Chipper Jones and guys like that talk about, and Greg Maddux and guys like that talk about Barry Bonds, like that's the validation that you need. And then I don't know. I watched it.
We were fans at the time. We were watching him sit up there.
There was nothing you could do, man. It's incredible.
Tell me this, because I remember being younger when I was watching him. Didn't it like his bat was smaller?
It did, and it choked up
and
on
it. It choked up on it, and
to
the
get
bat
better control.
Was smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Josh is in Swanee. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My question to you guys is, who do you think is going to be the next hot college head coach that's going to get snatched up by an NFL team?
I think
it's Marcus Freeman of Notre Dame. Like, if Mike McDaniel gets got halfway through Miami, I see an NFL team snatching up Marcus Freeman. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you.
I definitely can see it. I know he had got some name recognition this past cycle.
Yeah, his name was mentioned in a couple cities.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Because, I love the damn Dolphins, but I just don't know what the hell they're doing down there. But I can definitely see Marcus there.
Mm-hmm.
What about Dan Lanning?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Kirby's going to do it.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think Kirby's going to do it.
I think Kirby's a college
Did
lifer.
Did you see Greg McElroy telling people he well, –
Yeah. Like, what are you doing, dropping
you
Saban
doing?
Bombs?
What you doing, Greg?
Trying to steal the news cycle. Day one
what
of SEC
doing,
media days.
Doing, Greg?
Yeah, Greg McElroy, for people that maybe didn't hear it, was in interviews yesterday being like, I don't know, I'm hearing from some pretty credible sources that Saban wants to get back into coaching.
You know what?
I know, it's so vague.
What does that mean?
It could mean anything. And then obviously people run with it.
Oh, my God. Oh, I already see it. LSU struggles. Come on home, Nick. Come on home.
I'll tell you the three.
Or Alabama,
the three that I heard.
He's going to
Alabama.
He's going to Miami to take over.
I heard that
and
one.
Tua, because Tua's there.
I heard that one.
Get
yeah.
Get
if they fire
here,
McDaniel,
man.
He reunites with Tua and goes back to Miami and
on,
finishes
man.
Unfinished business.
Come on, man.
It's the one thing hanging over his ego is that he was unable to win in the NFL. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that was a theory that I heard thrown out
wow.
there. And then there was the hey, maybe he take me home, country roads, and goes back to West Virginia. You know. He returns
Whoa.
Home.
I mean, I'm sure the gas station's still there.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure the gas station's
so
there.
So whether it's
there.
The Mountaineers or maybe Bowling Green, I don't know.
Nick Saban at Bowling Green.
What's another school? Is Marshall there?
Marshall, yeah.
Yeah,
Marshall's
maybe he goes
there.
To Marshall.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see that. I don't see that happening. No. Yeah, but I think Marcus Freeman's a great name.
Yes.
I think if you're just talking about, like, guys that are going to be hot names for bigger jobs in college football – I think Kenny Dillingham is probably going to be a name coming out of Arizona State over the next couple of years.
I see him being a guy who's going to get one of these big jobs in somebody's.
I do
like,
too.
If Freeman does, he's going to be on the list for Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But hold on. Is he a Notre Dame guy?
I don't know. He's pretty,
he's wild.
He'll say some weird stuff.
Yeah, he might have to tone it down to
be Notre Dame's coach. Jeremiah's in Carrollton. Hey, Jeremiah.
How's it going? I love the show.
I love you.
He's on 92.9. In the work truck all the time. That's all we listen to.
Thank you,
Jim. Got a question. So, cargo shorts. They get a lot of heat these days. Do you guys still rock them? Or do you just wear, like, slack shorts, like, you know, polos or Ralph Lauren's or something?
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Thank y'all.
Jeremiah, I didn't wear no polo shorts. I haven't worn polo shorts in a while. I have polo tanks. I have polo T-shirts, though. So I
all right.
Polo, like, but damn right. I wear all kinds of shorts. I do. I wear all brands and everything like that. I just found out because – Bunk wears Lulu. It's okay for me to wear them, too.
Yeah, we're both.
Yeah.
We've kind of greenlit each other.
Yes. So, yeah.
But we're not Lulu guys.
We're not Lululemon guys.
We have Lulu.
We have a pair of Lululemon shorts.
That our wives bought us.
Yes. They were not purchased by me.
Yeah, that's the line.
Yes, that's the line.
I'm with you on
yes.
that.
Yes. These shorts that we wear were not purchased by us.
But we do have some.
But we do have some. Yeah. I don't give a damn what you say about my cargos. I'm going to wear them. All right? And if you don't like them, go kick rock. Because the only people that complain about people that talk about people who wear cargos are people who ain't got no jobs. My kids. All right? You ain't got no damn job.
The jobless.
You going to tell me.
The jobless.
Are you
the anti-cargo community and the jobless.
How you going to tell me that you don't know nobody to wear no cargos?
No, it's not exactly. It's the same people that give us a hard time for wearing short socks.
Yeah. I got on short socks right now. I got short black socks on.
Yeah. I tweeted out that picture of me at racetrack yesterday, and I got a couple of young Twitter mushmouths being like, "Oh, millennial socks."
Why do I have?
I was like, "Yeah, I do have millennial socks because I'm a millennial."
Why do I want to wear damn tube socks in 100 damn degrees?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like I don't understand the tube sock with shoes on.
Yeah, leave me
push
alone.
Down. You got to pull it all the way, but you push them down a little bit.
Also. If you want to wear cargo shorts, wear them.
Wear your cargo shorts.
Who cares what people say?
And make sure you use all the pockets.
Yeah, carry some cargo in there.
And use all the pockets, all right?
Amen. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
Yeah, don't leave no pocket unused.
Those pockets are for using. Sunflower seeds. Who knows?
Great.
Chinese food menus.
It was a whole
golf balls.
Don't ever date a splash, brother.
No. Randy is not Tory Lanez.
No.
Okay?
Don't get it twisted, dog.
SEC fans keep whipping it out. Greg Sankey keeps telling you to put it back away.
Yep.
And contrary to popular belief, gird your loins does not mean drinking water.
It does not.
No, it's different.
It does not.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11. We'll be at SEC Media Days tomorrow. Dukes and Bell coming up next.